There's a lot of expectation about what Ayatollah Ali Khamenei will say when he addresses Friday prayers. This has been a very dramatic few days, obviously. There is a sense that aside from these massive street protests that we've been seeing, there's a lot going on behind the scenes as well, with the senior members of the regime talking to each other and trying to work out how to get out of this crisis. So people will be watching very, very closely to see what the Supreme Leader has to say. Will he appeal for calm? Will he make any further concession to those who are protesting that the election result was stolen? It's a very important moment. It's always watched very closely in the Kremlinological sort of way that you sometimes have to interpret Iranian politics. It's a complicated and rather opaque place. But to have the Supreme Leader making a public appearance at prayers in the middle of a crisis like this is going to attract enormous attention.
And one of the people who will be watching very closely is the former president, Hashemi Rafsanjani. What's his role?
Rafsanjani is a very, very important figure behind the scenes. He dropped a real bombshell last week, a day or two before the election. And he issued a public statement calling on the Supreme Leader effectively to rein in Ahmadinejad. That's a pretty heavy thing to do in the context of the way the Iranian system worked. It was a public challenge, if you like, to the Supreme Leader. Now, Rafsanjani is powerful, but he's also very unpopular. He's widely seen to be corrupt. One of the electrifying moments in the election campaign was when Ahmadinejad, in one of those public television debates, attacked Rafsanjani and his family in particular for corruption. So there's a feeling that this is about, to some extent, is all about a battle of wills between Rafsanjani and the Supreme Leader for the outcome of this election. Some people even say that Rafsanjani may be able to engineer an outcome whereby another of these clerical bodies, the Assembly of Experts, actually impeaches Khamenei, the Supreme Leader. And that would be an extraordinary thing to do and without precedent. But the fact that those sort of stories are circulating gives a sense of the power struggle that's going on behind the scenes. We're only seeing the most visible part of this epic battle that's going on in Iran. We don't know much about what's going on behind closed doors.
Well, one person who hasn't been very visible is Ahmadinejad. What's happened to him?
Well, that's a very good question. He's not been seen for 3 or 4 days now. On Sunday, I watched him give his very combative press conference at his office in Tehran, where he notoriously compared the protesters to football fans whose team had lost. He then went on to a mass rally to talk to his own supporters in a square in Tehran. And then on Monday, he was in Russia attending a summit conference where he was greeted as the newly re-elected president of Iran by his Russian hosts. On Tuesday night, he was reported by the official Iranian media to have returned home and to have been greeted by senior government officials. And as far as I'm aware, he has not been seen or heard of since, which is intriguing, taking everything that's going on. You would have thought that if he was sure of his position, he would be out there fighting to bolster it. And in fact, the opposite is true. So he looks, by his absence, to be lacking in confidence, perhaps on the defensive and uncertain of the outcome of these extraordinary events.